A complex provision in this fiscal year's budget cut about a fifth of the Marine Highways funding. If the money isn't replaced, General Manager John Falvey says ships will stop sailing.
We feel we can operate the ferry system until approximately the middle of April 2018. Then we would, in essence, have to shut the system down.
Until the next budget year?
Yes.
That begins July 1st. So all ferries would be tied up for about 2.5 months. But there's a remedy in the Walker administration's budget. It restores the funds, about $24 million, and that would allow the ferry system to continue serving its 35 port communities if it remains in the spending plan.
I would think the legislature will support it.
Sitka Senator Bert Stedman chairs his chamber's transportation committee. He says he expects opposition, but so far, finance committee leaders haven't disapproved.
The co-chairs had been notified over a month ago that, you know, by letter that this was coming, and if they didn't agree to it, to let the administration know. As far as I know, there was no objections to it.
The money is in what's called the supplemental budget. It includes appropriations that fill gaps in this fiscal year, which ends June 30th. Funding for the fiscal year starting July 1st is listed in the operating budget. Walker's version of that proposes a small drop in ferry system funding, less than 1%. But Falvey says service will increase slightly because some ships are cheaper to sail than others.
We'll run the Columbia a little bit less and the Malaspina a little bit more. So we, because of the ship configuration that we have this year, with even a little less money, going to be able to run a few more weeks of service.
Next year's Marine Highway budget is just under $140 million. Walker's spending plan also includes money for a separate small nonprofit ferry system.
Well, certainly it's the thing that keeps us solvent.
Dennis Watson is general manager of the Inter-Island Ferry Authority. It sails one route connecting Hollis on Prince of Wales Island and Ketchikan.
We come, you know, within 15 to 20% anyway of making our total operating costs out of the fare box. So we fall a little bit short, you know, at the end of the year, and this helps us make up that.
The amount is $250,000, the same as has been requested in earlier years. The governor's budget lists his administration's priorities, but the legislature makes the final decisions. That means it could take months before either ferry system knows what its funding will be like. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.